Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone!
Here they come, screaming across the sky. It's lots and lots of jets and planes.
Ty Johnson in the game for the first time, a running back. He angles out, throw to the end zone, and Garrett Wilson has a touchdown. What a start from Mike White and the Jets. Third down and goal here. Simeon over the middle, threads it through. For the Bears touchdown, his first in a Bears uniform, and what a catch it was over DJ Reed.
I think you may have something here.
Probably not.
A deep drop lets the routes develop. One of his first downfield shots has Garrett Wilson. Makes field goal miss. Turns on the afterburners. He's gone. Touchdown Jets. New York takes the lead.
That ass this away.
He'll be feeling good about what Mike White's done today. On third and four, he'll look to throw. End zone, Moore! Touchdown, Jets! Mike White, how about him?
Mr. White, he's the devil.
Ty Johnson this time steps out of the tackle, into the secondary, stays on his feet and scores! 32-yard touchdown from Ty Johnson, his first one this year. Down and five. Simeon throwing for the end zone. It's incomplete. A chance at an interception for Joyner, but they get the ball anyway. Simeon gets intercepted. C.J. Mosley, the captain.
He's already dead.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we have got Che, we got Charlie, we got you for a Bears Monday with open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. And, well, that's that with that, Cap. The Bears lose to the Jets 31-10, another loss, and actually more losses along the way with injuries.
I would like to know why people, and I get being a fan, I'm not coming down on you for your, not you, everyone out there, for their fandom.
The royal you.
But the big you out there that truly thought, we can win 8, 9, 10 games. What were you thinking? This roster is spending more money for guys to play for other teams than any team in the NFL. Over $90 million in dead cap. They didn't replace guys they let go so they could get draft capital and cap space. They're horrible. They are arguably, other than the Texans, have the second worst roster in the National Football League. Those are facts, folks. What were you looking at?
I think they can win 9 games. Cap, as long as we get rid of Matt Nagy, we can win 10, 11 ball games.
You lost your freaking minds. That is a horrifically bad team. There was a situation yesterday. Poor Trevor Siemian, drop back hoodie. He got a decent pocket for a change. And I looked, I froze the screen. Okay, there's one receiver. He's got a guy draped all over him. There's another receiver draped all over him. There's a third receiver, guy draped all over him. And there's a fourth guy, he ain't even turned around looking. This team, it's not like, here's $125 million and a bunch of picks. We're in the playoffs next year, man, and we're making a run. It ain't that easy, folks. It's a long, long, long road to hoe.
Anytime that you want change, in which you say, well, we don't want Matt Nagy anymore. You don't want Ryan Pace anymore. This is what change looks like. That's what it looks like. It looks like a 3-9 football team, meaning that you have to level the franchise, get rid of talent that you don't want, and bring in the talent that you do want to be able to be a winning franchise. Yet, for me, it still sucks knowing that when you turn on the Bears game, more times than not, they're going to lose the game. It starts off being an embarrassment at the beginning, though. This whole thing all week, and you know, I did a couple shows on Monday and Tuesday leading to Thanksgiving, where I said on Monday morning for Bears Monday, Cap, I said, there's no reason to continue to play Justin Fields if he's not 100%. Now, no one's 100% at this time of year. I totally understand that. But if he's got a busted left wing, why should he continue to play when you know what's happening here with the future for this football team? There's no reason to play him. But this conjecture that was out there where Eberflus kept feeding the media, kept feeding the beast, like, well, he could play. He's questionable. He could play. It's like, no, he's not going to play. He wasn't fooling me the entire time. Why put him out there in harm's way with a rickety offensive line and a lack of weapons? He's been doing it all year. But now that he's injured, there's no reason for him to play. Now, on top of that, here comes Trevor Siemian. And Siemian, I mean, you got to break him out and put him in a position to play. And he hurts himself with the oblique. Ah, the oblique. And Siemian, who is very wise for a young man, says, boy, if I'm out of this game where all these guys have busted their ass for 12 weeks and now I can't play, I can't even get out there on the field, that'll be embarrassing. I'm going to go out there and I won't be 100%, but I'm going to try.
It's called the shot of Toradol.
Whatever it took, man, whatever it is.
Give him credit.
I mean, he could have just said, yeah, I can't go. How embarrassing would that have been for him? Then Peterman's like, okay, I'm ready. Now we'll go back to Siemian. Either way, whether it's Fields, whether it's Siemian, whether it's Peterman, they all had to deal with this offensive line and these lack of weapons. The Bears are going to lose that game anyway. So the point is that we know where this is going. I don't like when the Bears lose, but you know the direction of the team. I said at the beginning of the season to you, Cap, I said, you know, I will take slightly the over and believe that this team could win at least 7 games, especially if they're going to keep the team intact. I don't know if a lot of people knew that the Bears are going to be trading assets away or the team would look this bad. Either way, I knew this is not a playoff team and this team would be in the draft looking to get better. But this stinks. And it's going to stink for the rest of the season.
I completely agree with you. It is a fact that this team has picked a lane. Everyone, as you just said, wanted change. Be careful what you wish for.
Sure.
Because you better hope that the guy who's now sitting in the GM suite, and I'm not telling you they shouldn't have made a change. I get it. He better hit on his draft picks at a higher rate than his predecessor. Because if he doesn't, oh my. Mm-hmm. This will really get ugly. Like, okay, I knew going in, pounded under 6.5, thinking there's no way they're winning 7 games. Mm-hmm. That all said, if he misses on his draft picks and you've given away all your assets in trade, you could be horrifically bad for a long time.
Yes.
You better know what you're doing draft night.
Hey, listen, you are looking forward to seeing what the Bears will do because this morning as we stand here, the Bears would be drafting number 2.
Correct.
Because Lovey won't give up that number 1. They're going to lose out. If
right.
They can.
And even if they and the Bears tie, they get it because we beat them.
Exactly.
Meaningless ass win over the Texans. But it probably isn't even going to matter.
You didn't know at the time, though. Didn't know it was going to be that bad. This bad? No. I didn't know it was going to be this bad. But here we are, though, right? Now you stand in reality and knowing that the Bears could be getting the number 2 pick. All I know is this, and I got this on my Instagram, and I see this on social, in polls we trust. Well, you have no other choice now. Because you could say you trust Ryan Poles, and what do you base that on? You base it on this draft? Do you base it on the free agent? You base it on the Claypool choice? Guy can't get the football? All I'm telling you is this. I'm not saying that these are bad moves. What I'm saying is that year one, we put a big magnifying glass on it. Because when you make change in a big boy market, everyone's going to look. This is no wait 3-4 years.
Right.
We're watching year after year and see if there's going to be incremental progress with this football team.
There is no way in this town that, as you just said, they're going to wake up and go, all right, we'll see you in 2026.
Oh, no, no, no.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
A lot of in polls we trust, and that's fine. But just understand, like, this upcoming draft, man, you better hit on a, especially the top half of the draft. We've seen the middle to the bottom half of the draft.
You better hit on an F ton of picks.
You better. And free agency as well. And look, you and I are on the same page. I lean more toward the free agency because I love the money that you could spend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. Like, look, I watch a ton of college football. Again, these are scratch-off tickets. You hope that those guys can be able to get the job done and help you. But I look at the money that you have, the tons of money that you can have via free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you spend it wisely on things that you need.
Yep.
So I either way, Cap, in the next couple of years, I'm hoping we're talking about a winning franchise that's going in the right direction in the NFC. But because this nonsense, I mean, again, we talk so much in the show about pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your, you know, yet what holds up a table? You know, four legs. You got to have four legs to hold up a table. So now, what's your four pillars? And we look at this like Justin Fields is one, and then you look at this roster and you say, okay, is that going to be one of our corners? Is that Eddie Jackson? Is that when you have more questions than answers, there's your problem right there.
Well, you don't have a number one receiver.
You do not.
You probably don't have a number two.
You do not.
Claypool, he was a three on a bad Pittsburgh team. He's done nothing to show me, oh my God, am I glad we gave up a top 35 pick. I hope that works out. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mooney, he's a nice slot guy. Good player. Glad he's on our team. By the way, he's done for the year with an injury.
That's the latest, right? He's done.
He's done.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wait a wait word on Eddie Jackson's status. Your tight end, he's okay. He's not, oh my God, we don't have George Kittle over there.
Mm-hmm.
Your offensive line stinks. It's terrible.
Yep.
I like David Montgomery a lot. I would get him re-signed. I wouldn't break the bank, obviously. But if there's a fair deal to be made, he's a good player. You need good players. Your three offensive linemen, two star wide receivers, another running back.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And then on your defense, you need a three technique, two rush ends, another corner, and two linebackers.
Otherwise, Bears are right in the mix.
Right in the mix.
Seriously, I mean, and that's where you are, though.
Right.
But that's where you are. And so, does it paint a bleak picture? If you don't believe us, open up the tab. Go to NFL.com. Look where the Bears are. Oh, 3-9. I see you down there. You're 3-9.
Correct.
That's what it looks like.
Correct. Do you realize when they beat New England, I had multiple people who listen.
Yeah.
Reaching out on social media. If we win the next couple, can we be a playoff team and make a run? Playoff team?
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs?
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to win another game.
Oh, good, coach. Don't know if we can win another game. Good. Good, Jim.
But that's it.
You're Ditko over there. What do you mean we can't win another game? Probably that's the case.
Who are they beating?
It's the NFL, man.
I mean, I hope they beat Green Bay next week because I'm a meatball and I would love to wear my Take That Green Bay shirt.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Yes.
From my friends at Obvious Shirts. I will wear that proudly if they win. I'm not convinced they can beat Green Bay. Okay.
I just...
And then you get a bye. And by the way, the league needs to be questioned here. How are the Bears not getting a bye until freaking December?
Don't deserve one. What do you mean? They don't deserve a bye.
That's stupid to have it this late.
Hold on a second. Wait, this team's been so bad. Do you think they deserved a week off? Have you seen the team? It's all been weeks off.
They're falling apart.
Stop. They don't need any days off.
Okay, so for people out there wondering, Green Bay, bye, Eagles, Bills, at the Lions, who are playing much better, and the Vikings.
So long, everybody.
See you later. Thanks for coming.
Greenies the saving grace is maybe the Vikings will be on their fifth string players for the Week 18 game.
They'll be playing for the top seed there, Sparky. Okay. I would highly doubt that.
Will they? The Eagles got to lose a game for that to happen.
They're only
and
one
the
behind.
The tiebreaker. They're two back.
Our thanks to Shay and Charlie for being with us. Greenies next, and so long, everybody. From Chicago. Are we still going to keep going with this?
Oh, my God.
We're still on the air, too.
3-hour show, Hoodie.
Okay, but here's the...
I've said my piece.
I have a good question. I have a good question for everybody.
Oh, no.
If they were running things...
Yes.
And Justin came to you and said, I can go, would you play him? Or would you, Jonathan Hood GM, say, no, you're done for the year?
You got a busted wing. There's no reason for you to get out there. Sorry. What else do I need to see? I got plenty of tape.
And he said, Coach, right? I'm a football player. I can play.
All right, step out of the way. We got other people to talk to. That's what I would do. I would push him out of the way. Excuse me. We got other things to take care of.
Well, we'll get your thoughts.
All right, so let's open the phone line, Shay, here on this Bears Monday. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Your thoughts on the Bears and the loss to the Jets. And where do you go from here with Justin Fields? That's next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Everything was going well, spent time with family and friends, having a good meal, and all of a sudden, the Bears come on your TV on Sunday, make you all sick. God almighty. 31-10.
They got the H-beat out of them, man.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Well, here's the other side of it, right? You're the Jets. You've been getting your head kicked in just like the Bears for decades. And then all of a sudden, you don't really have the quarterback position, right? But you got Mike White in there against the Bears defense. What do you think is going to happen? Your playmakers are falling left and right, you know, and then all of a sudden Mike White looks like an all-pro. That's what it looks like.
It looked amazing. By the way, can we just pull back the curtains for just a second?
Yes. Brought to you by Aiken Law.
312-6 million.
Sign my ball.
Our boy Snorling could get arrested. He just
don't do this to me.
He just ran over to pick up my coffee order.
Sure.
Because I'm on the air. He took the wrong one. He took some other guy named David.
We had a criminal behind the glass right now.
Starbucks got to start running on a tighter ship, okay? It's kind of ridiculous. You can just run in, be anybody, say, yeah, I'm David, grab the coffee and run out. What are the odds two Davids at the exact same time order coffees from Starbucks?
It's very likely with a common name like
That's
David.
That's what I told him. I said, yeah. Those sound like pretty good odds.
Really good odds.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I love the typical fading the heat to the other person. You just picked up the wrong coffee order. That's all right. It happens. It's okay. Cap will survive, at least as far as we know.
Well, now, what do I do with this coffee I'm holding on to? Because poor David's going to run over there thinking he's getting whatever this is.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Coffee? This is not my order. It's not my order.
I did not order an iced coffee.
It's an iced coffee. Now, you guys, now you know that I don't like iced coffee. Now, what's going on back there? Well, it says David. Well, I know I'm here, but this is not my coffee order. Now, guys, you know, every morning, chop, chop, I'm getting my coffee to 7 o'clock, the way I like it.
I think it's a peppermint mocha he stole.
Hold on a second now. This is not my coffee. This is unbelievable.
Iced coffee? Have you seen the weather?
Is there someone new working back here? I don't know what's going on here.
Make me another one.
Okay, now, again, David, peppermint mocha. The way I like it, every morning. Chop, chop.
Writing a review.
David won't be happy with that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. You know he's peppy, though. He's been downtown, going to Leo Burnett building. Hair just nice. Just had his workout. Ready to go. Peppermint mocha. Chop, chop.
I hope they get him a free coffee now. Then he'll really be peppy.
And then he's got Cap's coffee.
His name is Shay Norling.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. We're talking to you about the Bears, their loss against the Jets, 31-10. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Mike White making the Bears look silly out there offensively. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's start off first, listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here's Marcus on ESPN 1000. Hey, Marcus.
Man, what's up, guys?
Man, what's up, Marcus?
Hey, man, not much. Hey, Cap, I want to agree with your first statement, probably for different reasons, though, about the Bears fans and the expectations. So I'm not going to lie, at the beginning of the year, I thought we can win more than six games. But as the season progressed, yesterday going into the game, I think we were 3-8, right? So when I was watching every game that I'm watching now, probably since 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm actually happy we're losing because I want a higher draft pick. But it's amazing. I'm going on Twitter and everything, and some fans are still angry that we're losing games. I'm like, well, first off, Field wasn't playing. Then we had injuries. Why are you expecting them to win? And then also, I think we're at number two right now in draft position.
That's correct.
Like you have to be you have to think the long game. So many fans are nearsighted. Like, just get over this season. It's a wash. We got 5 more weeks to go, 5 or 6 more weeks, and then we're done. The off season, it'll pay off when we have a high draft pick. We can trade back, or we can get one of the top, you know, defensive players in the draft. I just don't understand fans still wanting us to win games when we're not going to the playoffs. So I just want to get your thoughts on that, guys. Thanks.
Marcus, we appreciate the phone call. Let's take a look at fandom at its core. At your core, you don't want your favorite team to lose. And some people, and a lot of people, cannot turn that loose. I sit down. I've had a tough week. Here I am, 12 o'clock on Sunday. Boom. The 3 hours I can just have to myself or my friends, we can watch the Bears, and I want to see the Bears win. Again, Cap, for a lot of people, there is a focus of, I'm just locked in on the Bears. I want to see the Bears win. The bigger scope of all of this is, with the Bears losing, they will be able to get a better draft pick. My thought on it is that no matter where the Bears pick, the free agency is something I'm looking at the most, because it will tell you what free agents really covet Chicago as a place to go to try to win. You're looking for your John Lester if you are Poles and the Bears. Who can be that guy that says, you know what, I know the Bears aren't very good right now, but me in there making money, I could be the linchpin for others to come to Chicago.
And we're open for business.
Absolutely.
That's what John Lester signifies.
Yes. Makes sense, or
like,
no?
Hosa just got honored in town.
Yes.
He was the cherry on top of the sundae. Kane and Taves and Seabrook and Keith and Crawford. All these guys were already there. Right. Sharp.
Does that make sense, though? At the core, fans want to see the Bears win.
Correct.
But that's where it starts with your fandom, right? As a child, you want to see your team wins. But, of course, the bigger picture is, the next couple of years, you hope that the Bears are better based on the draft picks and free agency.
Agreed.
So, I mean, that's why. I mean, Marcus, that's the answer. Now, again, we know where this team's going.
Correct.
It's hard to find a win on the schedule.
They may end up 3-14, and I'm okay with that. I would like 4-13 because I'm a meatball and I want to beat Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But 3-14, pick second in the draft, rock and roll. But then you better not screw up.
Right.
You better hit on your pick, because the last time the Bears picked that high, his name was Mitchell Trubisky. Ryan Pace had 4 top 10 picks in his 7 years as GM. Mm-hmm. He missed on Kevin White. He missed on Mitch Trubisky. He missed with Leonard Floyd. He hit with Roquan.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a roll of the dice, though, that you have when you have those draft picks.
You better be right.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Lake Forest, here's Paulie on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood on a Bears Monday.
What's up, Paul? Paulie?
Hey, guys. Great show once again. Thanks for taking my call. I think you're making my point. First of all, I got a point about the Bears, and I got one about – let me give you a gambling perspective from yesterday. But first, my point about the Bears. I think you're making my point in that – I don't think this regime believes that Fields is the quarterback of the future.
Oh, completely disagree.
Or they would have built around him, A, but B. But listen to what you guys are saying. Maybe in 2 years we'll have a good offensive line. At that time, you got to decide whether you're going to sign Fields to a $40 million contract.
And they're going,
On a maybe?
I don't think it's on the come. I think maybe Hoodie disagrees. I think they believe he's the guy 100%.
I think they should tank this year like they're doing, draft a QB, and make Fields one of the top 5 receivers in the league.
Oh, stop.
Let me make this point.
Joel
Wolfbaum
has joined us.
Yeah.
Let me make this point about gambling yesterday, Cap, because you're a conspiracy dude.
Mm-hmm.
The league called the Bears and said, you better put Simeon in there or we're going to get wiped out. on the under. Peterman had zero time with anybody with the Bears. He hasn't taken a snap in practice all year. People started pounding the under. It went from 40 to 38 and a half. We had 95% of the action on under. They told the Bears, you put Simeon in there, I don't care. And then they shot him up. You saw the first half he had. I mean, he looked better in the pocket than Fields does. They shot him up, and then you saw in the second half he could hardly lift his arm. But I guarantee you the league made the Bears play him so that over would come in.
I don't know about you, Cap, but there's Simeon. Better in the packet.
No shot, Paulie.
I was waiting for that call.
Paulie,
thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
And he's a very astute man with the...
The numbers.
The numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Absolutely.
You can just hear how he talks. He knows his stuff. But the league calling? No, that's ridiculous.
By the way, I love the Justin Fields should be a wide receiver. Let's move this guy to do something he has literally never done at any level.
Right. I don't know.
That's where we'll have success, finally.
I don't know, Shay. That kid's kind of fast. I'd probably put him out there as a slot guy.
Are we still doing this in 2022? Are we still doing this?
Apparently.
I have a topic about what he just said. I'll do a 24-hour tease. We'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We won't do another Bears Monday. But something that Collinsworth and Tirico said on the Sunday night broadcast I want to talk to you about regarding this.
Got it.
But it's interesting, Cap. Just like... Here we are again, where you just won't let young players develop. You need to know today whether or not that guy is going to be an all-pro. You need to know today whether or not you're going to get to a Super Bowl championship. There is no more patience anymore to let a young guy develop. Patrick Williams is supposed to be KG today.
Correct. He's 21.
Today. No, today, though, Cap. Today.
Right.
And if he's not, he's a bust.
Correct. Get him out of here.
This is where we are.
Who's the guy that had 38 the other night for the Jazz? Oh, he's 24 now. His name's Markkanen.
Yes. Yes. But you need to know today.
And there's people actually on social media. Why did we trade Markkanen again? Because you all ran him out of town. You hated him.
Well, there you have it. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We see you on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls here on this Bears Monday. We want to find out from you your thoughts on the Bears' loss to the Jets and where do they go from here with Justin Fields. Your thoughts on Chicago's Home for Sports. Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, the same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find the Bear Down podcast with Bleck and Abdallah. Need more Bears? We got it for you. The Bear Down podcast available now on the ESPN Chicago app. It's a Bears Monday here on Chicago's Home for Sports with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Y'all settled in there now, Sparky? Y'all all good now with your coffee?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, what happened now? It looks like there's something different over there. What do you have?
I went into the Starbucks. Yeah. I had pre-ordered it.
Yep.
Ran over during the break. They didn't have it. The guy goes, never got your order. I'm like, no, no, no. It's on my phone. I paid for it. Girl turns around. She goes, David? I'm like, yeah. She said, another guy came in and took your iced coffee.
Oh, of course. You know what his name was? David.
Exactly.
He took, I'll take this. But I want my coffee the way I want it tomorrow.
The peppermint mocha.
Have a good day.
So
now you've got what you need.
Got it.
Okay.
Good to go.
All right.
Rock and roll.
How about your coffee tomorrow from the house? You gonna get that brewed tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll take care of that.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. In Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, is Justin on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Cap, Hoodie, hope you all had an excellent holiday.
Yes, you sir. Too, Justin. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? So, you know what? I'm not even going to fly off the handle. Yesterday was a joke. It's one of the games I was actually able to tune into, and we got blown out. My thing was, you know, I'm looking on Twitter yesterday, and I didn't see the same energy. People weren't keeping the same energy, but I figured it out. I think everybody was cool with losing because Fields was starting. The fact that Fields didn't play yesterday, all of a sudden, it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. I'm never going to change my stance. And to the first caller who was calling, I feel like he never had that same energy in the past. We didn't just now started rooting for losses. I never heard about this in the past. That's why I think it's a joke. But I appreciate y'all taking my call, and thanks a lot.
Wait. So what is the what is the joke?
What do you mean what the joke is, Cap? Rooting for losses. Do we? Okay, let me ask you this, Cap. Are we so sure that they're going to hit on the draft pick next year?
No.
I don't know that either.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you play to win?
Because your team isn't built to win, Justin. I keep telling you that, my friend.
Cap, let me ask you this one more time. Do you think the other 53 guys in the locker room are like, okay, cool, we lost, but the future is looking bright?
No, they don't, but most of them are not going to be here.
Justin, from your standpoint, I know that a player that plays, I can just get old Cole Kmet's name in there because he's been quoted often about what's been going on this season. The player on the field does not want to lose.
Nor does the coach.
No, they don't want to lose. But the coach is in concert with the general manager.
Hold on a second.
So Eberflus knows exactly what Poles wants. And he's not losing any sleep after these losses. You think he is?
No, I think he goes out there and does his best to try to win, and so do his assistants,
right,
as do his players. The front office, Justin, is paying over $90 million for guys to play for other teams. That's a fact.
Right. Okay, Cap. Well, like you said, it better work out next year. That's all I got
to say. Don't think you're building a playoff team here in a year now.
Cap, it's not me. I hear everybody else that think it's just going to turn around. But you play to win. I've never, since when have we ever played to lose games? That's all I want to know.
Oh, well, I mean, it's happened a lot in this city.
Yes.
I mean, it's actually.
Thanks, Justin.
But I understand Justin's feeling on this, though, Cap.
I get it.
See, again, from the business standpoint, we know what the Bears are trying to do. How do you think the Cubs won the World Series? How do you think they got there? Because they leveled the franchise when Theo came in here, and I knew the Cubs were going to win the World Series.
You told it.
What was that? Theo's coming? Oh, God. Here it comes. Because he knows how to spend money the right way.
Right.
But you had to tank to get there, though.
But Poles has never done it. Theo had two rings. It's different. Houston Astros, did they just win a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they did.
That's the result of what they did being even worse than the Cubs were.
Way over 100 losses. I want to say in 2 years, 2 years in a row, something like that.
Back-to-back number one picks, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That helps.
The Astros, right. You remember?
That's exactly right.
Right. And now they're the best team going, and they may win it again next year.
But I understand Justin wants the team to win. I totally understand that. But that's not the direction that the Bears are going in. So what are you going to do? You're going to put your blue and orange in a trunk? You're not going to do that.
No.
You're not going to stop being a Bears fan.
So you watch and you. Here's how I do it. I watch and I try and evaluate the process as it goes along.
Yeah.
I like the Brisker and Gordon picks. They're both out with a concussion. That's unfortunate. But I think they're going to be good players.
Same time. Two concussions at the same time.
Terrible.
So they've been busting their ass. It's just like, the results haven't been there.
I like those two picks. I'm not so keen on the Velus Jones pick so far.
Well, let me ask you a question about Velus Jones. Bob and LaGranger, by the way, he called while you were on vacation. When I was in New York on Tuesday, I didn't know the call was coming. Chris Black pulled up. Here's Bob and LaGranger. Bob and LaGranger!
Where's he?
Hiding!
Where you been?
I mean, he came out of nowhere, by the way. I asked him, how's Velus Jones doing? Huh?
No response.
Well... Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you a question, Cap. So, with Mooney going out, you're trying to find receivers. Mm-hmm. Velus Jones couldn't be in the passing game? Not even now? What does that say?
And he's 25, turning 26. It's not like he's a 19-year-old kid.
All I'm saying is that when I see Blassingame get that and have a target as a receiver and Velus Jones doesn't, there's a problem there.
There is.
It's good. Now, he's good, I think, for the... What was it under Nagy, the guy from Atlanta that just...
Cordarrelle Patterson.
The Patterson plays, right? The rushing plays.
And he's a stud down in Atlanta.
Yes.
Stud.
So, I mean, Velus Jones had two carries good for 6 yards yesterday. So can he get in the passing game now if Mooney's out for the year?
I would hope.
But what if he doesn't?
See, that's what I'm talking about with these draft picks, right? Now, you reached in a wide receiver-rich draft. You chose a 30-year-old.
I get your point.
No, I'm just saying. No, in football years, he's 30.
Right.
I'm just saying. As a special teamer, he might be an ace. I have no idea.
You have to catch the ball to do that.
Cap, this is what we're talking about, putting a magnifying glass on what this guy does.
Agreed.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Sean is in Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Sean.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up,
Sean?
Hey, I got this idea for you. Toss this around. So it's all about beat Green Bay, beat Green Bay, beat Green Bay. So what if we win this game next week? Green Bay has only won one more game than the Bears.
Correct.
We win, and then Green Bay walks away laughing at us because now guess who's in the conversation for a number two pick just as well as the Bears? What do y'all think about that?
Packers in that mix too?
Well, the Packers have four wins. We have three. We would have the tiebreaker would be a split there.
And so when we think we've really won, did we win? Especially if they end up with a higher pick than us.
You know what? Yes, we will win, Sean, because that pick is going to be a top five pick. And if you can't find what you need in the top five of this draft,
then you have the wrong GM.
That's exactly right. So I'm good with it, Sean. Either way, like if you're not top five with this team and you can't find what you need, then that's a problem. Is that fair?
Yeah. It just sounds to me like, where Green Bay, I could see where they would want to lose the game, make us think we've done something big, and then at the end on draft day, they're picking ahead of us.
Who do they have left on their schedule? At Chicago.
Win.
Home against the Rams.
Win.
They should win that game.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. going to Green Bay in December on the 19th. At Miami, loss.
Loss.
Home with the Vikings.
Loss.
Home with the Lions.
Loss. Well, you'll be in the mix.
Right.
If you're the Packers.
You'll be in the mix.
Maybe Rodgers is out for the season, too. We've got to keep our eyes on that, see if that's the case. He did not look good.
He was hurt and bad.
Yeah. He has to be looking like that if he didn't finish out the game.
Correct.
He had to be in a lot of pain. So, again, more of your phone calls coming up. Also, still to come, some thoughts from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Chicago Bears. We're talking to you on this Bears Monday. Cap and Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10.
Cap. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Our friend Travis Wacker from upstairs in the 7th floor, he tweets in, he says, just so you know, Justin Fields is not Antoine Randall L. from our guy Paulie. I don't know, it'd be a good wide receiver, Camp.
Antoine Randall L. Pride and joy of Thornton.
We got to stop this, right? We have to stop this.
He is their quarterback of the future. He is going to be the quarterback of their future. And they are prepared to pay him handsomely when that time comes.
You know what, Shay? When you hear people call in and say that Fields would be better off as a running back or wide receiver, those are the people that are not watching college football, because that's where it starts. We see more of that on the college level of quarterbacks that have the penchant to run and can be able to throw down the field than just exclusive running quarterbacks.
I also think what it is people just have like the memory of Braxton Miller at Ohio State in their mind, and he came into the NFL as a wide receiver, but he played wide receiver in college because Cardale Jones kind of stole his job.
Exactly right.
Justin Fields has never played running back. He has never played wide receiver. He's been really effective on the ground as a quarterback this year. Maybe keep him at quarterback where he's been successful. It's nonsense is what the call is.
Now, listen to this. Now, I will not fall for the banana in the tailpipe when it comes to Eberflus and this whole thing with Justin Fields. I don't expect him to play against the Packers. I do not. I'm not even sure if he should play for the rest of the season, quite frankly.
Well, if you don't play him against the Packers, then you announce we're shutting him down for the rest of the year.
That will stop the back and forth every day on how's Justin doing.
We dealt with this with Derrick Rose, and I blamed the Bulls, how they handled it. And I told Gar Forman that it got real heated. What are we supposed to do? We have to listen to what the young man's family wants. I said, no, you don't. You announce, he's out. He's done. He will not play this season, period. And if, guess what? He comes to you in April and says, hey, I feel really good. I'm going to play. Oh, surprise, surprise, like Kyle Schwarber in the World Series.
Right.
We didn't see this come. Let it keep twisting in the wind, and then Missy Isaacson on this station breaks the story. He's been medically cleared. And that started the downward ascent or spiral, I should say, for him. Everyone going, well, if you've been cleared, why aren't you playing?
Right.
Because the Bulls handled it like jackasses. That was Gar Forman.
Here's Matt Eberflus.
We think that he's getting better. Every single day. He felt better every single day. Just at the game time today, he wasn't ready to go to perform and protect himself. I suspect we'll see where it goes. I think we're going to leave it day to day, and we'll decide one day at a time. If he keeps progressing, then he's got an opportunity to do so.
Was he close to playing against the Jets?
We had him warm up a little bit, prior to we called him inactive. But, we'll see where it is. The medical staff didn't clear him to play today. Justin didn't feel that way he could protect himself, and perform the way he wanted to perform. It's about mobility and strength, in his left arm. And, and we'll just take it day by day.
Yeah. You're just setting yourself up to ask, having Fields questions every day. He should not be playing. He's got a bad left shoulder. Why should he be out there? So now this rickety offensive line is going to allow just some guy to go and just tackle and lay on top of Justin Fields to further damage that shoulder? Why would you do that? Why put him in harm's way? We were saying that before the injury. Why put him in harm's way with this offensive line? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Melrose Park, here's Joey on ESPN 1000. Joey.
I'm a moron.
What's up, Joey?
Cap, welcome back. Hoodie, welcome back.
Dad?
It's like standing in the rain without an umbrella and no ride when you guys are not on the radio.
Oh, you're the best.
So anyways, I think we should put Justin on special teams. I don't know what that caller had in his brain, but, obviously he's a good gambler.
Yes.
My point is, if Eberflus puts Justin back out, I blame, like you just did, Cap, I blame the franchise. They're not going to beat Buffalo, okay? They're not going to beat Detroit. If they beat the Green Bay Packers with Simeon, I'll be surprised. But anyways, that's it. Happy holidays to everybody. I love you guys. And go Bears.
You're the best, Joey. Have a great week, man. Talk to you soon.
You too, kid.
All right. See you, kid.
Downtown Dean on ESPN 1000. Good morning,
hey,
Dean.
Hey, Dino.
Love Joey G from Melrose.
He's awesome. As
that
are
caller
you.
That caller from Lake Forest, though, I know him, too. He was friends with Kramer, and he broke his thumbs on the trunk of Jerry's car. Downtown Dean's grandpa was a bookie, Cap, a real bookie. Did well enough, he built an empire. That guy, I wouldn't buy a raffle ticket for a bowl of cereal if I ran into an espresso in Bannockburn.
There it is. That's good.
he was calling Black and Abdallah a couple weeks ago. I told Shay, singing the same tune, except he already had Justin's replacement picked out. He wanted C.J. Stroud. I thought he was trying to put Eddie from the North Side and Mitchell and the Swains in the psych ward when he said that.
Wow.
How's C.J. Stroud looking now? Old habits die hard, Paulie. Stay in your lane. If you were making bets or running the Bears, you'd end up bathing in Waddle's fountain and sleeping in his 18-car garage next door. Take that, kid!
Take that, kid.
I'm just telling you.
That guy's so good.
Don't you love our guys?
I love it. We have our crew.
Oh, it's just the best.
Our crew.
It's the best. It really is. And so
Again, Shay, this is where it comes down to for me. Justin Fields should not play for the rest of the season, especially if he has a bad shoulder. This is Simeon's deal. This is Peterman's deal. And whatever happens, happens. There were some positives out of that game, too. But, I mean, for people that are looking at the draft, this was, again, another good loss for the Bears.
Yes, it was. Justin didn't get hit at all.
That's good.
Now, the problems are Mooney has a serious ankle injury. Done for the year, it looks like. We'll await word on tests on Eddie Jackson, who went down with a non-contact injury. Those are very scary. Where the players were quoted after the game saying how horrific the field condition was.
How about that? We've been there, haven't we?
Yeah. So hopefully it's not something super serious with him. Then you had Riley Reiff go down.
Mm-hmm.
So Schofield was over at right tackle. He's been nothing but a loyal, hard-working soldier. He's seen his best days. He's aging. You know, body breaks down after all those hits. Hey, Michael. Can you go play right tackle? Yeah,
sure.
Well, do the best I can.
Yeah.
So it was a bad game from an injury standpoint, from a loss, and Justin didn't get hit. It was fine.
Coming up in 2 minutes, we give you shot or no shot. Courtney Cronin at 8:35.
Bring it on.
All part of the mix on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Pack a lunch.
What?